This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mark Belusis. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Bam! WFAN.
All right, so we begin. 8:02, a little early. 8:02 on this Sunday morning. Mark Belusis with you, the Fan in New York. Rami across the way, other side at the controls. We're taking it right up until 12:45 this afternoon. Rutgers basketball comes your way then, right here, where else, the Fan in New York City. Hopefully, daylight savings time hit you okay. Up and at 'em. For me, I was basically, body felt like it was 5:30 in the morning because it was. On the road, talking to Robbie at about 7 a.m. Here we go. Fired up, get set, ready to go. Plenty to chat about, plenty to get into. There's no question about it. NFL free agency, the official like tampering period gets going, what, noon on Tuesday, I believe it is, on the 11th, and you can officially sign on the 13th. We'll get into the Rodgers, the latest with Fields. Obviously, Geno Smith getting traded to the Vegas Raiders, and, you know, what are the Seattle Seahawks doing? A lot of rumblings about potentially Sam Darnold landing there, the Giants, the Jets, all of that stuff. Brunson begged up for the Knicks. Get into that. But let's start with the Yankees. Yeah, let's start there. Let's start with the Bombers. And listen, you know, you got to say this because I'm going to be, you get to a point here with the Bombers and it gets a little bit frustrating. And I know injuries do happen. But I grew up a Yankee fan. You guys all know that. I've talked about it time and time again, right? This Yankee team, you know, went to a World Series for the first time since 2009 last year with Juan Soto being a part of it. And as we articulated and ran through throughout the course of the 2024 season, Soto and Judge, that combination, that 1-2 combination that the Yankees had, or really Judge and Soto, that 1-2 combination the Yankees had, really covered up for a lot of warts on this Yankee team. And as Soto left in free agency and took the most money, I don't care what he said the other day. I mean, I really don't. He took the most money. The Mets had the highest offer on the table. He wants to make it not about money now about family, all this other nonsense. I mean, he took every single last dollar that was on the table. You can't spin it any other way. I don't care. Soto could go out there and do 10 interviews and tell me there was another team on the table that was going to offer more than Steve Cohen. That to me is complete utter nonsense. Go sell that to somebody else. Run around Citi Field wearing a Met jersey. That's not happening. But I don't care. Neither should you if you are a Met fan. The Yankees, though, reacted to Soto leaving by, you know, going out there and getting a 37-year-old first baseman in Paul Goldschmidt, making the trade with the Chicago Cubs for Cody Bellinger, bringing in Max Fried, making the trade and bringing in Devin Williams from the Milwaukee Brewers, and everybody and their mothers going out there celebrating the reaction from the Yankees, we're not taking this sitting down, and now they've had the spring training from hell. Make no mistake about it. It has been a spring training from hell. It has nothing to, you know, it is the Luis Gil Latstream And now the initial concerns surrounding Gerrit Cole, where, you know, they do know what the imaging is. There's getting second and third opinions on what is going on with Gerrit Cole's elbow, but he could be facing elbow surgery. And now a Yankee team, without Juan Soto being a part of it, a Yankee lineup without Juan Soto being a part of it, is now looking at a starting rotation where Marcus Stroman looked like the odd man out. Now Marcus Stroman continues to get moved up into that starting rotation, and then it's Max Fried as basically his band of brothers. You know, it's the Carlos Rodons of the world. Clay Holmes is now a starter for the New York Mets. I mean, you look at it. Clark Schmidt. I mean, run down the line when you look at this Yankee lineup and you say to yourself, well, hold on a second. You know, is this really a championship caliber team? Because the Yankees are on the verge. They are on the verge. As brilliant as Judge is, as brilliant as Cole has been, you know, what they have been, and Cole has not been big time in October, not big time in the playoffs, but they are on the verge of basically, you know, flushing it all down the toilet. That is what they are on the verge of doing. Because time catches up with everybody. We do know this. When you look at the starting rotation, these guys are basically, they're like chandeliers. Very, very fragile. Injuries happen all over the place. The Yankees gave an oft-injured starter, Max Fried, an eight-year contract because they reeked of desperation in the offseason to get his name on the dotted line. And we are a couple weeks away from opening day as the Yankees, even on paper, you want to still make the argument that the Yankees are the best team in the American League. I'm not going to fight you off, but are they even close to anybody in the National League? When you're looking at the upper echelon teams, when you're looking at the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Braves, the Mets, are the Yankees right now on paper close to those teams? The answer to that is no. The answer to that is no. I mean, that is the truth. Now, you might say to yourself, well, Mark, listen, it's, you know, 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning in March. The Yankees don't need to be better now. They need to be better come October, right? When the leaves are turning, we're getting ready to celebrate Halloween. The holidays are right around the corner. All those things. Yes, that is true. I understand that. But you still have to get through 162 games in the regular season. That's the issue you have with this Yankee team. I mean, let's look at it. Let's go around the horn. You got Wells, who's now probably going to be the Yankee leadoff hitter behind home plate. I like Wells as a player. I do. Dominguez can't field in left field. Not comfortably, right? And we still don't know exactly what he is going to be offensively because Yankee fans want to run around and look at those eight games that he played a couple years ago and say, that is going to be the indicator of what Jason Dominguez is. Nonsense! I've seen guys flash in Major League Baseball that ended up being stiffs. I have no idea what Jason Dominguez is going to be as a Major League player. Then you got Judge. Yes, Judge is a constant, no doubt about it. Do I think Bellinger's bat's going to fit? No, unquestionably it will. Do I like Jazz Chisholm? I do. Do I like Anthony Volpe? I do. Do the Yankees have an everyday third baseman? They do not. And it's been the great distraction show down in Tampa throughout the course of the spring. I mean, it's like throwing meat to the lions. They lose in embarrassing fashion in the World Series. They lose Soto to the Mets in free agency. And Yankee fans are celebrating that their team cannot grow beards. It's all nonsense. Or what song they're playing after they lose at the stadium. That is why I said the other day on BIX, the Yankees have lost their way. Like, this is nonsense. Yet Hal going out there telling the media, well, if I ever came wind that we lost a player because he could not grow a beard or facial hair, that would really bother me. What player is turning down the most money because they want to grow facial hair?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tell me the player! Tell me the guy. Point the guy out. And a caller call up and say, well, David Price said he'd never be a Yankee because he wanted to be. When were the Yankees ever in on David Price? But that's what it's been this offseason. That's what it is. That's the frustrating aspect when you look at the Bombers. And now you got the, not only the heel injury, who the Yankees did not want to give up to go get Kyle Tucker, who ended up getting traded to the Chicago Cubs. So now you got the heel lat strain. I get that, right? Protect the asset, right? You don't need heel now. You need him toward the end of the season, coming off the rookie of the year. Okay, so, but you now compound the problem. Now you're looking at a lineup without Soto being a part of it. A Yankee lineup that is, yes, weaker. Let's be honest, weaker. Father Time catches up with everybody. I can't all of a sudden think that Paul Goldschmidt's going to be with Ponce de Leon, the Fountain of Youth, and he's going to look like the hitter he was with the Arizona Diamondbacks. That Paul Goldschmidt is long gone. Do I like him as a leader? Do I like him that he's friends with Judge, good clubhouse guy, all of those things? Could Goldschmidt have a good year? Yes, but what are we talking about here? Is he ever going to have the kind of year that Soto had, provide the protection that Soto had? No, he's not. You got Cody Bellinger. Yes, I like Bellinger. Bellinger dying to be a Yankee. Great. Lefty power swing, which we've been talking about for years when the Yankees were telling you, you know what? We're all right-handed oriented. Well, Cashman, what do you want me to do? Not go out there and acquire quality hitters and just focus in on right side, left side? Yes. When you have a small porch in right field, that's what you should do. Take advantage of the ballpark you play in, 81 home dates a year. And where is the Judge insurance? Where is the Judge insurance? What happens if Judge should go down to some sort of injury? And you say, well, you know what? It's not going to happen. How do you know? That was a huge storyline around Aaron Judge year in and year out when you looked at this Yankee team. Remember when they didn't diagnose the rib injury properly? What about the toe out in Los Angeles against the Dodgers? How did the Yankees do that year? They went 82-80. So you wake up on this Sunday morning in March. We move the clocks forward. You lose an hour of sleep. Heel is done for a significant portion of the regular season with a lat injury. And now Cole could be facing elbow surgery. And the Yankees have been focused on facial hair and what song they're playing after games. After losing Soto to the Mets in free agency. That's where we're at. That is the state of it. Now you might say, well, listen. Yankees are still going to be good enough to win a lot of games in the regular season. That's not the point. They'll win games. They better have other guys step up because exactly outside of Judge, Bellinger in certain spots, but, I mean, you could pitch to Bellinger. Maybe Goldschmidt gets on a heater. Maybe he does. Maybe Dominguez, maybe those eight games is a precursor of what he is going to be as an offensive player. My point is this morning, I have no idea. Who exactly is the insurance in that lineup for Aaron Judge? Who is going to protect Aaron Judge in that lineup? If you are an opposing team and there is a big-time spot and Judge is coming up to the plate, why exactly are you going to pitch to him? Why exactly are you going to pitch to him? Why wouldn't you just put him on base, put up the old four figures, as Cole did last year to Rafael Devers, put up the four fingers, send them to first base, and go on and attack the next hitter in the lineup. That is going to be what you're going to see, how Yankee teams approach Judge in 2025. Make no bones about it. That is it. You might say, well, the American League's not particularly strong. That's fair. You also might say to yourself, well, is this Yankee team right now, you have confidence that they're good enough? After losing in embarrassing fashion to the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series, is this Yankee team good enough to not only get there, get to the through the American League, but then win it? Because that's the goal. That's the goal. As things have changed in the Bronx, as the Yankees are, I want to tell you how hip and how cool they are and how with it that they are. As the Yankees want to tell you, like, that, you know, they are adjusting to the modern game. The goal has always been, as Derek Jeter explained years ago, what were your best years as a New York Yankee? When we won. 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2009. Every other year was a failure. That used to be the mantra. That used to be the lay of the land out in the Bronx. Cole now dealing with this, some sort of an elbow injury that he is quote-unquote concerned about. Luis Gil done for a while with a lat strain. They're leaning on guys like Rodon, Stroman, Max Fried, and Clark Schmidt when you look at that starting rotation. Will the bullpen be better? It will. Is the lineup better? It isn't. You can't take a player of the caliber. And that's where I argued with the Yankee fans. I understand you can look at it and say, well, we're going to make up for the production of Soto, you know, in the macro, right? We're going to bring in a number of players that can replace what Soto was. You can't replace the presence of the individual. When you lose generational talents, and I'm not telling you that Soto's worth the amount of money that Cohen paid him. But for Cohen, it was. Why? Because he shut everybody up. Because he legitimized his ownership as a New York Met. And he brought in the big fish that he had targeted for well over a year. And the Yankees entered negotiations at that point in time where they could not win because Cohen was always going to up the ante. And Boris knew it. But when you lose that caliber of player as an organization, a guy that can change the landscape of any particular game that he's a part of offensively, you can't make the argument that your team's better after losing that player. That makes no sense. You can still get to where you want to go to. Now the road's going to be even more trickier. But the Yankees are on the verge here as Cole continues to age, and now he's dealing with a balky elbow for his second straight spring training. As Judge continues to age, and he gets another year older, the Yankees here are looking at a guy where they have a, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer at number 99. He's had that kind of a career up until this point in time, and if it continues, he will be. A two-time MVP of the league. They're on the verge of basically saying, well, you know what? Unbelievable regular seasons, and he's got to do his part in October. I get it. And he's got to go out there and hit, but they are also on the verge here of wasting it. That's where they're on the verge of doing it. There's no celebrations. There's no parades. There's nothing. There's no ticker tape parades out of the county heroes for making the World Series or winning the AL pennant. You know when they have those parades? When you win it. That's the goal. That's the goal. Hopefully the facial hair this year will lead to the team playing a little looser, a little freer. Playing Sinatra only when they win and picking other songs when they lose. Set the right vibe at the stadium. Hopefully it does. I mean, it's just been, hey, don't look here, look over there. Yes, now you can grow a beard. You can grow your hair long. It can only be shoulder length, though. And your beard better be trimmed and well-groomed. Heel, lat strain. Cole, elbow issues. Giancarlo Stanton, back to New York for more PRP injections. It's all A-OK in Yankee land. As Soto is telling people that he didn't take the most money in going to the Mets, and the Mets have a lineup that is going to scare the bejesus out of everybody in Major League Baseball. That's the state of baseball here on this Sunday morning in New York. NFL free agency right around the corner, plenty of things to get about, but, I mean, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. The Cole stuff is, and he was terrible the other day against the Minnesota Twins. But the last thing I thought coming out of that game was that he suffered some sort of an elbow injury that he is quote-unquote concerned about. And his concern should cause every Yankee fan to have concern in this city. 820, Melusis with you. Just getting going on this Sunday morning. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. It's a Melusis Sunday right here, the Fan in New York.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.